Country Club FM.
Again, Oak Ridge Boys tickets, part of an almanac quiz. We'll come up with some kind of a question. I have no clue what that question is. It's always a fluid situation with the almanac quiz. Actually the only way we want to do it, and I think that's the only way our Bob listeners want us to do it. That's our promise to you. Friday, September 20th, 263rd day of the year, 102. We're getting close to that 100 precipice, Neil, and by the time we get here to Monday, it'll be 100.
Under.
1814, this was the day that the Star Spangled Banner was published as a song. Lyrics by Francis Scott Key, but we forget about the guy who actually did the actual music. John Stafford Smith was the one who provided the music to the lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner. There are a lot of people that think that the Star Spangled Banner is hard to sing. Your thoughts on that being, you know, the
fine vocals,
great vocalist that you are.
Yeah. It's not for the faint of heart, Jim.
No.
You know. It takes a little practice.
It's a great song, though. I like
it. Yeah, it is.
And I always stand for it, too.
Yep. Take your cap off, too.
1950. There are a lot of people that forget that.
Yeah, you got to
take the cap off. 1950. I don't care what your hair looks like. I don't care how bald you are.
Right. Be proud.
Take your hat off. Yeah. Show respect. 1958 here this date.
You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a demented black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." And the next minute I felt something beating on my chest.
That something was a knife.
Right.
That is him recounting his brush with death. Martin Luther King Jr., this date, 1958, stabbed in the chest in New York City. And that speech was his last speech, the "I've been to the mountaintop" speech. So in that, before he said "I've been to the mountaintop," he was telling that story.
Oh, okay.
About how he almost died. And the doctor said if you would have sneezed, you would have died because they came so close to his aorta.
Jeez.
This woman. So that was 58. That was
10 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So 1967. That's real audio here on the Bob Almanac. 1967 to go across the pond for this one.
I name this ship Queen Elizabeth II.
And she said, "Well, that's me." Be nice to have a ship named after you, right?
Right.
You know, wouldn't you love to have that? So the QE2 was launched on this date. It was a fine ocean liner.
Yep.
All kinds, all the modern amenities as well. It went out of service in 2008, so it was around for a while. And
yeah,
I think it's being used as a casino somewhere off of the, up in Mille Lacs, I think, off of Isle. They brought it in.
Yeah.
So that was in 67. How about in 72?
It was said that those seeds had been sent to you. How did you come to grow them?
Yeah, well, we got a load of seeds, you know, kind of in the post, and we didn't know what they were. You know, we kind of planted them all, and five of them came up illegal.
Well, of course, that's Paul McCartney. That's what I do. Somebody just sends me unlabeled seeds in the mail. I just plant them. You don't know. Who cares what they are?
Jim Stafford did a song about it.
Some kind of invasive species. What the heck? We'll just plant them.
They'll
kill everything else in your lawn.
Yeah.
We'll just plant them. And then, of course, being marijuana. And
Paul McCartney
busted on this date. He and Linda were arrested in Scotland in 73 in the music biz.
This is a song written by Charlie Fox. And
this is Jim Croce talking, and for many people, this would be the last time they would hear the great Jim Croce.
The Last American Hero, that Jeff Bridges in it.
That was this date in 73. Jim Croce playing at Northwestern State University.
Was that in Louisiana, right?
Yes. Natchitoches, Louisiana. And then he completed this concert, and then his plane hit a pecan tree at the end of the runway. They didn't get enough height on their takeoff, and he died. Sad. I love Jim Croce.
Oh, I did too.
So many songs. That was
he was a young man too.
Yes, he was. Jim Croce. He was only 30 years old. Same day.
That's the way it is for the Battle of the Sexes, Billy Jean King against Bobby Rick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to believe, but probably more than 30,000 people are in this arena for an all-time record tennis audience.
When I think tennis, I think Howard Cosell in a bow tie. Don't you think Howard Cosell when you think tennis?
Was that at the Astrodome?
Yes, where it was. Else were they going to have it? Yeah. It's going to be at the Eighth Wonder of the World if you're going to have Bobby Riggs versus Billie Jean King. And Billie Jean won it pretty easily in straight sets, as I recall.
He was no match.
A lot of people thought Riggs would win because he had defeated Margaret Court in a similar little Battle of the Sexes thing not too long before that.
But
Billie Jean King was a little further in her career than Margaret Court was. Was still in her prime, pretty much.
Right.
So that was a big, big deal in 73, 95.
It just doesn't give you a right to drive 100 mile an hour everywhere you go under all conditions, under all roads. Common sense has to be applied.
Hey, common sense. So this state, 1995, the House voted to drop the national speed limit. And that is the House of Representatives. His name escapes me right now from the great state of Montana.
Where, they don't post speed limits.
Yeah, what's it in Montana now? You can go 100. 90, 95. It's like the Autobahn over there.
Right.
But so they took away the federal speed limit, and that allowed us to raise those limits on our interstates. We went up to 65. And how fun was that?
Yeah.
They go from 55 to 65. I think the death toll has gone up because, as you know, Neil, speed kills.
Mm-hmm, that's what
But it was a trade-off. But that was 1995. President Clinton then would sign it into law. And then 2001, this state.
We will starve terrorists of funding, turn them one against another, drive them from place to place, until there is no refuge or no rest. And we will pursue nations that provide aid or safe haven to terrorism. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
George Bush, joint session of Congress, basically announced what we knew. He's called it the War on Terror, and he declared it on this date, 2001. Let's move on to birthdays.
Presto, presto, do your very best. Don't hang back like a shy little kid. You'll be so glad that you did what you did if you do it with a bing, bang, bong.
Sounds like Opera Man. Remember the character that, what's his name used to do, Adam Sandler? This is Sophia Loren singing.
Wow.
Her big hit called Bing Bang Bong.
Huh.
That describes the Twins' offense this year.
It does.
Doesn't
Bing
it?
Bang
so,
Bombas.
Sophia Loren, she was a siren, was she not?
She was, for sure.
She's 85 today. They called him the Flower, one of the great hockey players ever to play. He was... the property of the Minnesota North Stars for a short period of time. You may not remember that. It was part of the 91 expansion draft.
I don't
remember.
When
we had the dispersal draft because the Sharks were coming in and the Guns said we're going to give you half of our roster. So there was an expansion draft and the North Stars actually drafted Guy Lafleur, but he had already decided to retire. He's the Flower. He's Guy Lafleur. He's done some things in his hockey career, including winning 5 Stanley Cups and leading the NHL in scoring 3 times.
He was a sniper. He could score.
He is 68 today.
Man, a real friend likes you for who you are, not what's on your face. If you judge your friends for passing judgment on you, you're not only judging yourself, you're judging your friends for judging you, and that would be using bad judgment.
I never thought of it that way.
Gary Cole, there he is in the Brady Bunch movie as Michael Brady. He was also very good as Ricky Bobby's dad. He's the one who quoted, if you're not first, you're last.
Right.
He's the one who quoted that quote, all right?
He was great.
He dodgeball, and of course, in Office.
Yeah.
Office Space. He was great. M-K. He did the M-K.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Cole, 63 on our list.
Oh, hold me now.
Some 80s new wave.
Oh, hold my heart.
Describes the music and the hair. It's the big wave.
Yeah.
The group Thompson Twins. Alana Curry singing some background there for the Thompson Twins. Happy birthday today. She is 62. He was one of the Four Horsemen.
See, we are the original gang, and we're the most vicious in all of professional wrestling history. They send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue.
Arn Anderson. He was one of the four horsemen. It was him, Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard, and then Ole Anderson, who was originally from Minnesota in Minneapolis, was trained by Vern Gagne.
Right.
Arn Anderson, 62. He was in the NWA, then later the WCW. We didn't get a lot of NWA here. Every now and then I would go to a house that had cable, on TBS they had the NWA. There's Ric Flair and Arn Anderson, all these great guys.
Death threats are okay in wrestling. I don't know why they're allowed.
Encouraged. They're encouraged, actually.
Right.
Arn Anderson, the Enforcer, 62. Ricky Nelson's sons.
Oh, sure.
Gunnar and Matthew. You know, they had a short career. They should have just sung a bunch of their dad's hits. I think they would have been like going to a garden party.
Right.
But they are both 52. They are twins, of course. Yeah. And then from Third Rock.
Behind every great man is a great woman?
And you're mine, sweetie.
But Don, what have I ever done for you?
I wear antiperspirant now.
Oh, a cameo there from Newman. Kristen Johnston, 52 today.
Yeah. She was in the Austin Powers, a couple of those, too.
Yes.
Good stuff. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, gone but not forgotten. Greek conqueror Alexander the Great was born on this day, 356 BC. Was he really that great? I mean, who decided that back then? I know he won a lot of battles, so we give him credit. Well, it's TV theme time. This is a bonus. The guy who wrote this iconic TV theme to My Three Sons is Frank DeVol, and he was born on this day in 1911.
Do you know what other themes he wrote?
I don't.
Family Affair.
Oh.
Gidget. And the aforementioned Brady Bunch.
Very nice. He had an act for it.
Yeah. Is that Ernie on the harmonica, maybe?
It might have been
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah. 1911 for Frank. Basketball Hall of Famer. He was the king of the victory cigar, Arnold Red Auerbach, 1917. Musician Bobby Nunn. These are the coasters.
While you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
She's pretty as a daisy.
That's Bobby Nunn, 1925.
The most famous of the noxious weeds. You don't hear a lot of songs about poison oak.
No, you don't.
No, it's too bad.
Bobby Nunn there. Dr. Joyce Brothers, 1927. You saw her on Carson many, many times. Good stuff there. Comedian Ann Mira.
Sir, I don't want to be late for Dr. Kaplan. This hammer toe won't correct itself.
Monica, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm counseling runaways in the basement.
There she is with her husband.
Yes. And, of course, the mother of Ben Stiller. And actress Amy Stiller, comedian Ann Mira, born on this day, 1929. And Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Taylor, one of the great running backs of our time, born on this day, 1935. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Was he better than Paul Hornung, or were they pretty much on the same level?
They were pretty close. I might actually give the edge to Taylor there.
Well, you know what you do? You get a seal here, you get a seal here, and then you run up the alley, and that's what Taylor and Hornung did, right?
They did. They student were body quite left. A tandem.
So it is. It's quiz time now, and what are we giving away, Neil? I need to think of a. I need to think of a question. So it's a perfect time for you to tell people what they may win.
We have win them before you can buy them. Two pairs. So we're going to have two winners here. Oak Ridge Boys concert tickets. An evening with the Oak Ridge Boys. Where else but at the Medina Entertainment Center? It's Friday, March 20th. So it's a ways out, but we're promoting because. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. So you can win them right now and you don't have to call and buy them tomorrow.
Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, who was a very good player in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
They played in what was called the Battle of the Sexes tennis match. It was at the Astrodome and a famous sportscaster was doing the open.
Yes.
Who was that sportscaster doing the open?
We played the
introducing
audio.
And getting us set, setting the scene, doing the tease, as we like to call it. the stand-up, and it was at that point only a one-man stand-up. Well, it was Howard Cosell. I just gave the answer.
Oops.
What was Howard Cosell wearing?
Oh, yeah. You said he had this.
He had something.
And this.
I said that, you know, when you think tennis, you think of Howard Cosell with a what?
Yes.
What was it?
There you go.
For Oak Ridge Boys tickets, it needs to be more difficult than just Howard Cosell anyway. So subconsciously, I was going to give him the answer.
You, mission accomplished.
It was very good.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Oak Ridge Boys tickets up for grabs.
Howard Cosell in a what is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
763-450-0100. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon, long stretch of uninterrupted music, mammoth-sized?
Right.
Hank Jr., all my rowdy friends have settled down. George Strait with the big one, or Kenny Chesney, don't happen twice.
Let's go George Strait.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, everyone.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KDDG.